Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra, Daf Pei Tes, Bava Basra 89, and the Gemara has been discussing for the last two Dapim a series of Braises, a series of Tanaitic teachings, which reinforce the importance of not having false weights and measures in one's home, because this is a biblical prohibition. And after the Gemara records a series of these teachings, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, a person is not allowed to even leave this false weight or measure in their house at all, lest they come to use it. And even if right now this false weight and measure is only being used as basically a utensil to collect the urine that a person deposits from their body, which is obviously disgusting to use that utensil for anything else, nevertheless, you're not allowed to keep it because you might come to use it later on as a false weight or measure. And so therefore, the only way to get rid of this false weight and measure is not to use it as a urinal, but to break it. This idea is that you're not allowed to have a false weight and measure is obviously in the Torah itself, because it says in Deuteronomy 25:14 that you're not allowed to have a false measure in your home. So here we learn that you can't even keep it in your home if it's being used as a toilet. You're not allowed to even keep it in your home as a toilet. And not only that, Rav Papa comes along in our Gemara and he tries to say, well, maybe this idea is low. He says, well, when do we say that you can't keep this false weight or measure? That's a place where the king doesn't come along and authorize this as a valid weight or measure, because since there's no authorization, maybe that's why you can't keep it. Or maybe where there's no inspectors, which the Gemara says are what's called mahandise, where there are no inspectors. But if there would be inspectors and certification of the king, then you would be allowed to king it, to keep it. And the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says Rav Papa is wrong, velohi, because zimdin de mikri ben hashmashos u'mikri v'shakil, because maybe sometimes they'll come at a time where everybody else is busy, which is called ben Shmashos, and therefore we won't have a concern that we won't have the idea that the inspectors will come, and we won't think that they're going to be able to be caught if they use only the most precise weights and measures. And so therefore, since it could happen that you could still defraud somebody as a result of this, the Gemara rejects Rav Papa's teaching. Furthermore, Tosfos points out that since it states in the verse in Leviticus 19:35, that you're not allowed to make a false weight or measure as it relates to something that is solid, but also as it relates to misura. Misura is something that is frothy, which means that when you place it down in the vessel, you're making this liquid appear greater than it is, that you're not allowed to do that. So Tosfos points out, well, obviously you can't do that. That's theft, and we already have a prohibition against theft. So why does it have to say this prohibition against misura? So explains Tosfos that you're in violation of the prohibition mishas arsacha, from the moment you make it frothy, even before you actually measure with it. From the very moment it comes into existence, you're in violation of the prohibition. That's how much we see that there is a prohibition against making false weights and measures, that we're not allowed to have it in our house at all, and also from the moment we create it, we're in violation of this prohibition. So commentators point out that this is actually similar to another prohibition we have. There's a prohibition of chametz, and we're not allowed to even own leavened bread on Pesach, and we're not allowed to create it on Pesach. So there is a parallel here between the prohibition of false weights and measures, having in your home and even creating it, and the prohibition of chametz on Pesach. So the Cheshukei Chemed asks in this context, well, let's have a hypothetical discussion. Which is worse? Which is worse? Obviously, we don't want to do either one. But let's say you have two homes and they're in two separate places, and you have not nullified your chametz and you have not sold your chametz. And in one house, you have the chametz and it's in your possession and it's Pesach. And in the other house, you have the false weight and measures and it's the holiday of Pesach. Which one do you have to destroy right away? Do you have to destroy the false weights and measures, or do you have to destroy the chametz? So on the one hand, he says that we might think that that since the prohibition of weights is a prohibition that's all year round, having false weights or measures, so we might think on the one hand that we have to that that's a worse prohibition. But on the other hand, he says, no, that we might think that the prohibition of chametz is much more severe, because what does chametz have? First of all, there's two prohibitions of chametz, that you're not allowed to have bayira u'bayi matzah, you're not allowed to have it in your possession at all. And on the other hand, not only is it a prohibition of having it, two prohibitions, it's also something that we know that the Gemara is in general stricter about chametz, because we say lo bedili inchi, because since the whole year we have it around, we're not used to not having it around, so we have to be even stricter about it. And on top of that, we know that the prohibition for having chametz in violation of bayira u'bayi matzah is kares, that you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. It's a very severe prohibition, whereas the prohibition of false weights and measures, it will lead to the prohibition of theft, which is much less severe of a prohibition and punishment than kares. So therefore, we might think that chametz is the one that you should destroy, but the Chishuk HaChemet says no. The one that needs to be destroyed first is the false weights and measures. And proof of this is that we know that if you find chametz in your possession on Pesach, on the Yontif itself, that you don't move it because it's muk. So you just put a utensil over and you wait till after the holiday and then destroy it. And we see from here that it's not as concerning. It's a terrible thing, your violation of a sin, but it's not as bad as having false weights and measures. And this is a general theme which we find in our Torah, that honesty and decency will always trump ritual when it comes to which is worse. They're both bad, but which is worse? Being dishonest is always worse.